USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As congressional investigators, we're listening to a former ambassador explain how the president and his attorney came to remove her from Ukraine. The president held a political rally in Louisiana.
You are going to fire your Democrat governor who's done a lousy job.
President Trump led a campaign rally against Louisiana's Democratic governor, but the impeachment inquiry in Washington remained his main focus.
All of our nation's gains are put at risk by a rage-filled Democrat party that has gone completely insane.
Chief Democratic investigators announced more depositions of diplomats involved with Ukraine after spending hours with ex-Ukraine Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, who testified despite administration efforts to prevent that. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
After nearly a month of negotiations, the United Auto Workers strike drags on. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
General Motors Chief Executive Mary Barra has now stepped into contract talks with striking auto workers, asking the union to wrap up outstanding issues and respond quickly to a company offer made earlier this week. But in a letter to GM's top bargainer, United Auto Workers Vice President Terry Dittus wrote that there will not be a response to the offer until committees working on the issues are finished. Details of the meeting between Barra and the top union bargainers were disclosed in the letter, and it's an indication there won't be a quick end to the nearly month-long strike by 49,000-plus workers that has halted production at all of GM's United States factories. Both sides are separated on major economic issues such as wages and lump sum payments plus better pensions that will be bargained at the main table by the top negotiators. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former first daughter might run for Congress. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Congresswoman Nita Lowey represents part of Westchester County, north of New York City, but she's announced she's not going to run in November 2020, putting her seat up for grabs. Former first daughter Chelsea Clinton has never spoken publicly about any desire to follow in her parents' footsteps, but then again, she wouldn't rule out running for office during a recent interview.
Always believe that you're never too young or too old to make a difference. And then when I became a mom, I think I felt that even more keenly.
A state assemblyman and a state senator have both suggested they might run for that open seat, but political analysts say if Chelsea Clinton entered the race, she'd be the immediate superstar. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Values Voter Summit is underway in Washington, D.C. John Clements reports.
One of the first speakers was Representative Mark Meadows of North Carolina, who told the audience where they should direct their prayers for the nation.
A lot of people think that our nation will be healed by the policy that happens just a few miles from here. And I'm here to tell you that our nation will be healed with committed believers and people on their knees before their Heavenly Father, praying for our land each and every day.
President Trump will be speaking on Saturday to the largely evangelical audience that has expressed some concerns about U.S. troops being pulled out of northeastern Syria. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.